Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern with a Colgate Shave Cream sports newsreel.
Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern is on the air. Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern with stories rare. So now take Bill's advice and you'll look so keen. You'll have a face that's both smooth and clean. Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern.
The 533rd edition of the Colgate Shave Cream sports newsreel, transcribed and featuring America's most famous collector of yarns and stories. Some legends, some hearsay, but also interesting that we'd like to pass them along to you. And to do this, here's radio's number one sports reporter, Bill Stern. Good evening. Tonight I'm back in New York City from Hollywood, California, and our guest tonight in New York is one of America's most famous orchestra leaders, Sammy Kay. But first, here is Reel One, Port of an Auto Race. This is the story of one of the strangest auto races ever run. It begins back in the year of 1901. When the biggest auto race held each year was a race run at Grosse Pointe, Michigan. However, back in that year of 1901, it was a foregone conclusion that the race at Grosse Pointe would be won by the leading auto racer of that day, a racing driver named Alexander Winton. For, as many racing fans said,
I'll bet Alex Winton wins.
Of course he will. Alexander Winton is America's leading racing driver. He always wins.
Everybody in that great crowd at Grosse Pointe knew that Alex Winton was going to win. And as the race began, Alexander Winton did go out in front. Around the track, his powerful car roared until suddenly Alexander Winton lost his lead to an amateur who was driving in his first race. And in a sensational burst of speed, this rank amateur won a great victory that day. Such a great victory that night on the streets all over America, newsboys were yelling,
Amateur auto driver wins championship of America.
Maybe you'd like to know the name of that amateur auto racer who became the auto racing champion of America in one race. His name was Henry Ford. That's right. Name was Henry Ford. Henry Ford, of whom people at that time were saying,
that Henry Ford wants me to put money in his new business. He's crazy.
Yeah, he asked me to invest $100. Not me. He'll never make any money.
Henry Ford never make any money? Listen, this is what happened to people who did invest their money with him.
Horace Rackham bought 50 shares of stock in Henry Ford's new company.
19 years later, he sold these same shares of stock for $12 million.
John Anderson bought 50 shares in Henry Ford's new company.
19 years later, he sold these same shares of stock for $12,500,000.
John and Horace Dodge bought 100 shares in Henry Ford's new company.
19 years later, they sold those same shares of stock for $25 million.
John S. Gray bought 100 shares in Henry Ford's new company.
19 years later, he sold those same shares of stock for $26.5 million.
James Cousins bought 26 shares in Henry Ford's new company.
19 years later, he sold those same shares of stock for $30 million. However, Henry Ford can thank one man for his success. One man who started him on his fabulous career. For one day, when Henry Ford was seated at a table, he turned to a particular man who was seated next to him, and he showed that man the plans for the new Ford car. As the man looked at Henry Ford's plan for a new auto, this man said,
young man, that's the thing. You have it. Electric cars must keep near a power station. Steam cars must have a boiler and a fire. Your car is self-contained. No fire, no boiler, no smoke, and no steam. You have the thing. Keep at it.
That day, those words gave Henry Ford the encouragement that he needed. For because of those words, he went into business for himself. But maybe you'd like to know the name of the man who spoke those words of encouragement that put Henry Ford into business. That man's name was Thomas Edison. I'll be back in a moment with Colgate's guest star, Sammy Kay. But first, Reel 2. Fellas, does your beard put up a fight every time you shave? Do you end up with a scraped or irritated face? Then try Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. Try it on this swell proposition. There's $1 cash as Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Yep, $1 says Colgate Brushless gives you a really smooth, close, and comfortable shave.
Here's why.
Because its light and fine textured Colgate brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy, heavy creams. No matting down, no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate brushless, but cuts through clean and smooth.
Brother, that light, fine texture of Colgate brushless really does the trick. You've never known your whiskers to come off so slick and easy, or a shave so smooth. And instead of that tight, tender scrape feeling, your face actually feels refreshed afterward. Try it and see. Get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate brushless shaving cream. Use it a week. And if you're not sold then that it's tops in shaving, just send the carton top back to me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. And you'll get $1 pronto. Now's that a deal? Remember, there's $1 cash, says Colgate brushless wins you in a flash. Reel 3. Colgate's camera close-up of Sammy K. The famous creator of Swing and Sway, Sammy K.
Good evening, Bill. You know, during my high school days, I was lucky enough to be a member of a relay team that broke an Ohio State record and to be a state champion in the low hurdles. And then during my college days, to quarterback a pretty good football team at Ohio University. However, I consider myself by no means an expert on sports. That's why, Bill, I'd like to ask you a question tonight. Because I'm a band leader and close to music, I've noticed that many of our popular songs have strange sports stories connected with them. For instance, they tell me that Anchors Away, the Navy song, was written by a man who served in the Army. You see what I mean, Bill? How many other strange sports stories about music are there?
Sammy, I never thought of it that way. But let's see how many strange sports stories are connected with our popular song. Did you ever hear of a great sportsman named Will Callahan? Will Callahan once wanted to be a ball player. Instead, he wound up as a songwriter. A songwriter who was terribly unhappy because he was going blind. And yet, even though he was unhappy, it was he who wrote a song called Smile.
There are smiles that make us happy.
Now, but that's only one of the ironical sports stories behind our great popular songs. Let me tell you the story of Ivor Novello. Ivor Novello was a fine soccer player. He might have been a great player if one day he hadn't been in a disastrous fire. His home burned down. And yet, even though he did live through this disastrous fire, it was this man whose home had burned down who wrote, "Keep the Home Fires Burning."
Keep the home fires burning.
But there are even stranger sports stories. Cole Porter loved sports, even though in sports he broke both his legs and he was forced to stay shut up in a hospital room. And yet, while penned in like that, he wrote, "Don't fence me in.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in."
However, equally strange is the sports story behind another great song, a song written by John Payne, who wanted to be a prize fighter, and yet he left America to wander all over the face of the earth. John Payne never had a home. And yet this man who never had had a home of his own, this man who never had had a home of his own, that was the man who wrote the song called Home Sweet Home.
Me ever so humble, there's no place like home.
And certainly none of us can ever forget the story of Jack Norwood. Jack Norwood had little use for baseball. In fact, he hated baseball so much that he never even saw a baseball game. And yet this man who never saw a baseball game wrote baseball's greatest song, a song called Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Take me out to the ball game.
But speaking of sports songs, how about the story of two boys who started out to write a marching song for the University of Minnesota? Only Minnesota didn't like their song, so today this song written for the University of Minnesota is On Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin, on Wisconsin.
But if you think that's a strange story, listen to the story of Mike Carr. Mike Carr is an Englishman who, even though he'd never been to Mexico nor south of our border, was the man who did write South of the Border.
South of the border, down Mexico way.
But perhaps the strangest sports story of them all is the story of a man named Felix Powell. Felix Powell, who wanted to be a tennis champion, and yet he never did. No, he never did, because he committed suicide. Strange that this man should be so miserable. For this man who took his own life because he was so unhappy wrote one of the happiest tunes of all time, a song called Pack Up Your Troubles in Your Old Kit Bag and Smile.
Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile.
However, this song story that I'm about to tell you is stranger than any that I've yet told. For this is the story of a boy who was born many, many years ago. And like all youngsters, this boy wanted to be a great athlete. In fact, at one time, it looked as though he might become a great athlete. That is, it looked as though he might become a great athlete until he began to drink. He drank more and more until finally he became an alcoholic. Then a hopeless drunkard. Drink had ruined the young man's career. He became a bum. He wound up in a flop house, where one day his landlady found him lying on the floor and yelled,
"Somebody call the police. This man is bleeding to death."
That poor homeless drunkard, one day later, was dead. Then, beside his body, they found on a scrap of paper the last words that he'd ever written. Words scrawled on a piece of paper. Words that were to become famous. For this drunkard's last words were the inspiration for the most popular song in America today. You see, those last words that that dying drunkard had written were, "Dear friends and gentle heart, from which come,
I love those dear hearts and gentle people."
But the most amazing part of this story, the most amazing part of this story, is that this dying drunkard, whose words inspired today's most popular song, was once a songwriter himself. A songwriter who, even though he wrote some of America's most beautiful songs, had nothing to do with the writing of this song other than having his last words inspire its creation. For this drunken songwriter whose dying words inspired America's most popular song today had once been America's greatest songwriter himself, the immortal Stephen Foster. I'll be back in a moment to tell you about next Friday night's guest star, but first here's Real Foreign Arthur Gary.
There never was a sweeter shave or a fairer proposition than this. There's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless, wins you in a flash. Bill Stern, tell the fellas why.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy, heavy creams. There's no matting down, there's no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless. Instead, it cuts through clean and smooth.
Isn't that the kind of shave you want? Then try Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. See how its light, fine texture helps prevent razor scrape. Lets you enjoy smooth, clean, comfortable shaves, even in hard or cold water.
Tomorrow, get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. If 1 week's use doesn't convince you that it's the shave of shaves, just send me back that carton top and Colgate will mail you your dollar. Address me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. Now, what could be fairer? Remember, there's $1 cash. Says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the 3-0 mark for tonight. Next Friday night, we'll be back, same time, same stations, when our guest will be the famous star, Edward Everett Horton. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the news of the day, newsreels at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, till next Friday night at the very same time, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good, good night.
Colgate Shave Cream and the Stern is on the air. Colgate Shave Cream and the Stern with stories rare. So now take Bill's advice and you'll look so keen. You'll have a face that's both smooth and clean. Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern.
One of the strangest legends in sports, centered some years ago around Leo Rice, who played hockey for the New York Americans and New York Rangers. With a glass eye he did not wear, he fooled opposing hockey players for years. Read this amazing story in Bill Stern's Sports Surprise feature in the February issue of Sport Magazine on your newsstand now. And be sure to listen tomorrow night over the same network to the Colgate Hour of Fun. Yes, fun for the whole family with the day in the life of Dennis Day, followed by the hilarious Judy Canova Show. The Bill Stern Show tonight was transcribed and came to you from New York.
Hear the new Mindy Carson Show tonight on NBC.